Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now to our look at conditions on the land. Northland's had phenomenal weather if you're a tourist, but there's not many of those about. It's way too dry for farming. There's been very limited growth, and that's affecting the markets, which are poorer than during lockdown. Animals are coming onto the market but are very hard to sell. Dairy herd prices are down on last year, despite the payout being one of the highest yet. Average cows are selling for $1,350, down $180 to $200 on last year. Around Pukekohe, the weather's been fine, dry and calm. Monday morning brought widespread scattered patches of frost.
In Waikato, the Hauraki area is dry, but otherwise grass has been growing. Cows that are still milking are producing well for the time of year. Maize crops for grain have produced good results. In Bay of Plenty, great weather is letting the gold kiwi fruit whiz off the vines. And here, as elsewhere, getting into growing gold kiwi fruit is becoming a very expensive business. It was announced this week that the median price for the licence for 1 hectare of G3 was $550,000, up from $400,000 last season. Red kiwi fruit's median price was just shy of $75,000. Last year, the first year it was on offer, was $62,500.
King Country has a bit of green grass, but it's dry, and now it's turning pretty cold. Store lambs have been selling well, in fact, better prices than if they were going to the works. About $120 for a 35-kilogram ewe lamb. In-calf heifers were a bit hard to move at a sale in Te Kuiti on Thursday, just not the buyers around. Coastal and South Taranaki have had an exceptional autumn, but the province would like rain, while soil temperatures are still good. Higher than average numbers of cows are still milking, and there's a lot of late-season milk being picked up. It's been a much better year for farm sales. Land prices are still not where they were 5 years ago, but there have been some relatively good sales all the same. Banks seem okay with lending.
Last week there were 4 ships waiting to be loaded with logs in Gisborne. Prices are pretty good, so there's a bit of a hum around that. The region looks greenish, but soil moisture levels are sitting at about 27% of normal for the time of year. The consultant we speak to went hunting a couple of weeks ago in the Roar. He's been to the same place at the same time for about 20 years. He says usually there's a lot of water running on Hikurangi, but it's just bone dry. Sheep and beef farmers are stacking up haylage and baleage, expecting they'll need it. Hawke's Bay is becoming drier and drier. It was green a month ago, but now it's brown. Late autumn droughts are some of the worst. There have been several frosts already. Ground temperatures are starting to drop, so when there is rain, there's less of a chance of growth. Some forecasts are showing rain might arrive next week. Even a little would help. Thankfully, some farms hadn't restocked fully after last year's summer drought, and there is a bit of demand for Hawke's Bay surplus animals from Manawatu and Taranaki.
We're told Manawatu is looking peachy. It's been a boomer of an autumn. There's been enough rain to grow grass, but not enough to mess up paddocks. Taihapi farmers are tight for feed. Wairarapa farmers have been scanning weather forecasts to see if rain's on the way. 0.2 of a millimetre fell late in the week, just enough to make the outside chairs damp. There's concern dams may not have the chance to fill. The ram has been out and seems to have been doing a good job with the ewes, but with a soil moisture deficit, farmers are having to decide whether to put the boys with the hoggets. The hoggets are young, and you have to priority feed them, so you need enough grass. If they're not well fed, it can jeopardise their future production. On the upside, it's been great weather for spraying gorse.
Across to the South Island, and a fruit grower at Appleby in the Nelson region says it's been the most challenging season he's ever had labour-wise. There were few backpackers or reliable locals to help fill the bins. He says he luckily borrowed a gang of Tongan RSE workers from another orchard, which saved his bacon. And now he's seriously looking at whether he wants to continue growing fruit, as it's been so stressful. It's the tail end of the season, but packing sheds are still busy. People are applying post-harvest sprays and putting urea on to feed the trees. Under the yellowing leaves, pruning is already underway in some orchards. The southern east coast of Marlborough and the upper Awatere Valley areas are still extremely dry. It's been at least 6 weeks since the last drop of rain. Farmers are having to prioritise what stock leave their properties and work out how and what to feed capital stock over winter. Our contact, who farms sheep and cattle near Blenheim, says he's only had 80 millimetres of rain so far this year, just enough to keep things ticking over. Ewes are behind wires on rotation and calf weaning is all but done. In the province's vineyards, pruning's underway, but there's concern that it might not be finished by the end of winter due to the shortage of labour.
A lot of dairy farmers on the west coast are looking to dry off their herds on the 20th of May. The weather will dictate this, though, as dry conditions are preferable. A farmer at Lake Brunner says it seems to rain for 4 days, delivering about 200 millimetres, then it's fine for two, so not enough time for the ground to dry out. To reduce pugging, cows are on grass for reduced periods. Milk-wise, cows are not doing as well as they could due to the lack of quality grass. The farmer is still waiting to get his cull cows away from weeks ago. He says the delays are due to shipping hold-ups and the freezers being full. Canterbury's had another warm, dry week with the odd frost to boot. Dairy farmers are on the countdown with only a few weeks of milking left this season. Grass grub has reared its head this autumn with bad pasture damage evident across the region. A double whammy for those suffering from the dry conditions.
On the Tairi Plain in Otago, conditions are dry. There's not been a good dollop of rain there since February, and some cows are looking a bit on the light side. Just like on the west coast, there's a bottleneck of cull cows waiting to go to the works. On some farms, this means an extra 50 to 100 mouths to feed. In some cases, they're already eating into their winter feed supplements. Farming is ticking along okay in Western Southland. When we spoke to our contact up the Black Mountain Valley, he was shifting a recently acquired mob of bulls for finishing. They average 480 kilos now, and by the time they go to the works, he's hoping they will have added an extra 140 kilograms. A load of lambs averaging 18 kilos went to the works this week, and he's still got 1,000 to go. Crossbred wool from the farm that went under the hammer last week sold for only $1.50 a kilo greasy. That's less than last year when it actually cost him $50,000 to get it off. So he thinks it'll be another year in the red for the wool clip.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.